about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese.
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Subject to availability.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that Target is testing new models for overnight delivery of online orders. The move comes as it works to turn around a years-long sales slump, and as part of a push to cut shipping costs, speed up delivery, and improve the in-store shopping experience, as Target seeks to better compete with rivals Walmart and Amazon. Target has struggled over the past 3 years as shoppers have complained about messy stores, out-of-stock merchandise, and less exciting products. The retailer last month reported its 12th straight quarter of weak or falling sales. The fight for the future of Warner Brothers Discovery is getting messy. Paramount took aim at Netflix's bid in a Monday letter to Warner Discovery's lawyers, saying a sale to Netflix would likely not close due to regulatory challenges here and abroad. Warner Discovery has been exploring a sale of all or some media holdings after receiving interest from multiple parties. Paramount has been arguing that it offers the cleanest regulatory path to closing compared to Netflix and Comcast. Warner Discovery is seeking another round of bids from suitors by the end of the day today and is aiming to conclude the auction by the end of the month. That's according to people familiar with the matter. All three suitors submitted improved offers Monday. A person familiar with the matter says Netflix has so far submitted the highest bid, and it's primarily cash. Finally, shares of Snowflake declined after the cloud software company recorded slower revenue growth in its latest quarter. The company said third quarter revenue jumped 29%, topping analyst estimates, but slowing from 32% growth in the second quarter. Some analysts said the lumpy growth is likely a result of the company's consumption-based pay-as-you-go pricing model. Yesterday, Snowflake announced a $200 million deal with Anthropic to integrate its large AI models onto Snowflake's platform. Still, after reporting earnings, the stock slipped around 11%, trimming its gains for the year to 52%. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out tomorrow's Tech News Briefing podcast.
We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.